Hello, hi, welcome back, bays, to Up Close and Effing Personal. I have chose the wrong time to start this because I have got a bit of a croaky voice. Do you think my voice is different?
Yes.
That's Charlie in the background.
I said this yesterday.
That's Charlie in the background. People will remember her from previous podcasts. She's just Charlie. She's always in the back. She's my little techno girl. Anything technical, she's here. But she's just always around and about in the scenes. So she will be on majority unless I end up getting cocky and...
kicking me out.
Kicking her out or just starting to, you know, think I can run the podcast and set it up myself. I probably could. But I just like professional being around.
Professional. Love
it. Starbucks. Just... you guys to hear there. I've gone for the iced brown sugar shaken espresso with almond milk. I don't normally have this. It is a new one on the menu. Charlie went for
iced Americano with vanilla syrup.
Just to, you know, get our blood going. Is that the
just
saying?
To wake us up.
Yeah, wake us up because it is 4:30 p.m. on a Monday bank holiday.
Wow.
So I'm so happy to be doing these again. I obviously just randomly stopped because I fell pregnant, but we actually did record some when I was pregnant, but I never aired them because if people would have listened to those podcasts, I was just...
I can't even really remember what we spoke about
on
them.
We need to listen back. Well,
I think they're on your old laptop. Your laptop broke.
Yeah. No, they were on this one. They are there.
Oh.
But if you remember, I was just very... morbid. Which you can't, I felt pressured to post the real me because I was very grateful to be pregnant, but you know, people would be like, you're so lucky and you're talking, but like that, but it was hormones and stuff. But anyway, we're moving on swiftly. So we are now starting the podcast with just some basic chit-chat about different
topics.
Just
to catch up. Everyone's been asking you what's going on with you, with your health. So what has been going on?
Yes, health was definitely at the top. Cut a very long story short, because many will know from Instagram that the last year I haven't been too well with my health. So I do have an autoimmune disease, which is rheumatoid arthritis. Charlie, is it filming okay? Is it recording?
Yeah, I think so.
Stop looking at it then. Because
okay, I'm not looking at it.
Basically, I had some technic faults at the start and we've had to re-record 20 minutes in. But anyway, so I have rheumatoid arthritis, my autoimmune disease, where your immune attacks the tissue, the joints. Basically, they're stiff joints, swollen joints, chronic fatigue, feel like you've got broken bones in your body. One day you can wake up absolutely fine. The next day you can be on death's door, can't move, can't pick up a cup, can't pick up Wolfie, can't do anything. So, yeah, last year it all started, went downhill. I had a liver spike, became really poorly when I was on holiday, and I took off my medicine. So it was a bad concoction, all different things of getting a cold. So when you are on biologic medicine, you have no immune. Well, you do have an immune, but my immune reacts differently. And when I'm poorly, it will attack me even more, say, in my joints, more chronic fatigue and stuff like that. So I got poorly with a cold and it went from there. I had a liver spike, came off my medicine and went on holiday, had some steroids. They worked for a day or so, but then I'd go straight back to being really poorly, which I was off my medicine for about 3 months because you have to get your liver to go back down. My liver spiked to 147. Normally it's 20 to 25. So it was a massive spike and it had to come down and I had to start new biologics. I couldn't go back on the old ones because my body had stopped working I got antibodies.
Mm.
So to the
body got used to it, I think.
Yeah, so it didn't work. So I got put on new ones eventually. So it was a long time to be off medicine when you've got a chronic illness. Yeah, so.
And how are you now?
So I've been on my new medicine since November. So it took a good 4 or 5 months to kick in. I do have steroid injections into certain joints if I start getting a mini flare, but it's being kept at bay. But I must say, because I've spoke about anxiety on my Instagram quite a lot, I do struggle more with anxiety now from having the rheumatoid arthritis, worrying, am I going to wake up tomorrow with a flare?
Mm.
So my anxiety...
Like PTSD of a flare-up. Yeah. You're worried that it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. So the anxiety is just there.
Yeah, and the medicine that I am on, I have looked into it, and I don't have any symptoms other than, I believe, anxiety. Mm. I think I had anxiety anyway, but the new biologics that I'm on does amp up the anxiety.
Mm.
And I do have intrusive thoughts.
Okay.
Especially when it's the time of the month.
Oh, like what?
So, for instance...
Are they going to be really dark?
I won't say the really dark ones, but... let me compare it to... I'll just be quite just chill, a chill one. But you know, like, have you ever had it where you've met up with your friend and you leave the conversation and you feel like, oh, did I overshare? And then you get anxiety that you said too much, you looked really bad, your friend thinks you looked a mess, you smell, and you make up stories. Have you ever had that?
I question everything I've ever said all the time. That's my anxiety.
Okay, so I don't have that, but I understand that.
Yeah.
Whereas I actually get a thrill of saying too much.
Oh.
So, you know, like on this podcast now, because of the world we live in today, you have to be very careful with the words you use, don't you?
Yes.
You know, you don't want to
offend upset anyone.
Or offend anyone, but you do want to be real at the end of the day.
Mm.
So I would like to push boundaries just to see what I can say, what is so direct. And I won't have that. I won't have anxiety about that.
Yeah.
But I would have anxiety if someone was like, I can't believe you said that. And then I think, oh my God, I need to delete it.
Okay. But so unless someone pulls you up on it, you're cool with it.
Yeah. But intrusive thoughts. So I don't have voices in my head. Do you know what? I don't hear voices. Or is it? Am I hearing voices?
Am I even here? Am I just an illusion?
Yeah. No, I will literally... I used to have it years ago when I'd go out. Like I said, I do have social anxiety anyway. But I'd have it where I think people were looking at me and talking about me.
Yes.
But now what I do, I start a story and I build with it.
Okay.
And I'll develop the story.
In your head?
In my head. That in depth that I convince myself that it's happening. For instance, let me give you an example. One of my friends was having an... should I say this? Because...
I thought you got a thrill out of this.
I do.
Is this too much?
Okay.
Oversharing?
No, because nobody would know because I have a lot of friends. But that sounds cocky, doesn't it? So,
no.
I do have a lot of friends. Okay, so one of my friends that's not on social media, maybe she's on social media a bit, but whatever. Okay, so she was having an affair. And her story of the affair...
Mm.
I empathised that much that in my head I was doing what she was doing. Like I was living it like I was her. To then develop
vicariously through her.
Yeah. To develop in the story that it was actually happening to me.
Okay.
And I actually thought it was happening. So that can be like the start of intrusive thoughts. Something that happened to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
I can then think about it.
Yeah.
And then it can be that it's happening to me.
Yeah, I'm just really trying to get my head around it and figure it out because I don't get it, but I'm going to have to Google this.
So if you came to me with a problem,
mm-hmm.
let's say, for instance, your sister.
Okay.
Died.
Okay.
Or was dying.
Yes, you would think it's your sister and you would be in that headspace that it's happening to
you. Hang on, we can't use that example because my sister's actually really poorly. So we can't use that example because I do know how that feels. So I'd actually
sorry,
be all...
Sam.
Sorry, Samantha. so I'd be fine in that situation because I feel like I'm always prepared for my sister.
She'd be fine.
Yeah. So, okay, let's do something else. Okay. Oh, God, I can't think. Because I don't really want to tell people my actual thoughts.
Because okay. They're so dark. Because
they're
twisted.
So dark and twisted. Right, let's do this one. This one's quite a dark, twisted one. So say, for instance, I've seen a story about a child that's really poorly.
Okay.
And starts off, they've got a cold.
Okay.
And then they've then got cancer.
Okay.
So I will then, if Wolfie's not very well.
You think Wolfie is going to get that?
Or even if it's not a cold, I'll think, oh my God, could it be that he's got something serious and he's going to die? And then I will elaborate the story and think about him. If he got it, okay, I'm at the hospital, I can be strong. Right, okay, I'd do this, I'd do that. And I start putting things in place. And then I start convincing myself. And then I'm like, yeah, he is going to die. He is.
Oh my God.
But it's really, really bad. The
and
thought.
This is because of the meds.
I think it could be. And I've got two options. I can go, I don't know how many options I've got, but I could go to my specialist and say, look, I have intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
I have always very been an empathetic person. So I've always tried to, when someone's got a problem, I want to fix it.
Yeah.
But now it's more at a level where
fixer.
I have intrusive thoughts on it. So I could go to my specialist and say, I've got this symptom, I believe. And what are they going to do? They're going to take me off the medicine and try me with another one. But that would just fuck my whole system up. And then it might take 6 months for something else to work.
So you
and
can deal can with the thoughts because you feel
yeah,
like
I've
your body is good with the meds.
Yeah. I'm too scared. I've got stress. The thought of ever coming off my drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say as a joke that I do fiend for my drugs because there is no way that I'm not taking them because I need them. If I don't take them, my body could form antibodies and stop working. And I can't have that because being how poorly I was, I would never, ever do anything to... I'm trying to think of the word.
End it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't. I would never. I'm not that kind of person.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have depression.
Yep.
I don't suffer with that. But I do suffer with anxiety. And I do think, wow, if my life wasn't so perfect in regards to my husband, my child, my career,
mm-hmm.
I would not cope. I wouldn't want to be here in that pain.
Okay, so you've got things that balance it out.
Yeah, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You
have things to live for and you're happy with them. And you're not going to let the illness drag you down.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I have to keep myself... I don't know why I was talking about that. I can't remember, but there was a point. Oh, also, you get brain fog. You get brain fog on this medicine, which mm-hmm. they say you get it with having a baby, but mine's been way worse since... the meds. I forget everything. So yes, moving on. The health has caused me to get anxiety to another level and intrusive thoughts. Not did I just say the medicine?
Yeah.
The illness. I feel the illness. Being poorly, then being anxious about getting poorly again. My aim is to always keep it at bay, but if you're stressed, you can bring on a flare up.
Nobody got time for that.
So I'll do a separate podcast in the future in regards to, obviously, my autoimmune disease.
An in-depth one.
Yeah, because a lot of my Instagram followers do really find it relatable, me talking about my illness, especially because on Instagram, everything looks perfect. So if you can see something about somebody's life that is negative, that's relatable.
Yeah, it just... When you can relate to someone, they're more human than living this perfect life on Instagram because obviously everyone just shows the good stuff. But it's nice to see people share the bad things because you think, oh my God, yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the facts or the statistics, but I do know that autoimmune diseases are extremely common in women.
Why? So,
because it's something... I don't I shouldn't really say because I'm not a doctor,
mm-hmm.
but I believe it's to do with, no, I'm probably not going to say, I've probably got it wrong.
Google but it. Hormones, Google will tell you.
Yeah, it can be to do with hormones.
Okay. I know one other person that has an autoimmune, but then other people probably have and they just don't talk about it.
Yeah, some people can live with an autoimmune. It's pretty normal. It's pretty at bay.
Yeah.
So there's colitis. Is it colitis? Yes. There's Crohn's. So basically, okay. your immune can attack your bowel.
Yeah.
So that's when you're always on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have tummy ache and on the toilet, so it's restricting their life.
Yeah.
Me, I can't get up out of bed. I can't go to the gym. I can't pick up a cup. I can't pick up my child.
Mm. You can't live. You just can't be on with it.
You are very restrictive if you're having a flare-up and it's an intention. You also have chronic fatigue with an autoimmune. But that, I feel I can cope with that. Because
mm-hmm.
if you have chronic fatigue... Well, I'll do tips and tricks, what I do. We'll do that. We'll save that for another...
For another day.
For another day. So that was highly asked for me to talk on. But at the moment, health is...
All right.
I'm at 90% to 95%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
Some days I'm 100%.
Oh.
Some days I am.
100.
And yeah, I am really happy. The only thing I'm really struggling with is the intrusive thoughts.
Mm.
Which does hold me back. But then, as I say, it's around time of the month because I can just literally click myself out of it. That's what I was going to say to you. I've got certain little methods that I use now.
Yeah.
To stop myself letting the intrusive thoughts develop.
Okay.
That makes the anxiety then really bad.
Oh.
Because I'm that convinced whatever I've thought is going to happen.
Yeah.
That I have anxiety and I think it's happening. It's so bizarre.
This is a lot.
It is a lot
to think about.
It's not what I intended to
start bring talking up. About.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Okay. So what else did we have on the list? Well, you asked me. What do you want me? Because you saw the list.
I saw the list, and I know that this is something you are very invested in right now, and I think everybody wants to know your thoughts on the Johnny Depp trial.
When I say I am hooked...
Yeah, you are insanely hooked.
I'm one of those people, if I am a little bit interested in something, I have to be very careful because I know...
It's all or nothing.
It is all or nothing, and I am like...
You are all for Johnny Depp right now.
I am. Do you know what, Charlie? I used to see things, did I not? I didn't know anything about Charlie Depp. Charlie Depp!
I wish, girl! Damn.
I didn't know anything about Johnny Depp.
She's never seen any Johnny Depp movies. Like,
I think I've watched The Tourist, but it wasn't a good film. Is that...
It's all right. It's not really him. He's like a good character actor.
Yeah. So I would message you when I would see something because I knew that you were so obsessed with Johnny Depp. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. Honestly... I just took that woman's word. I didn't really look into it. I just took the word that
woman, ugh.
That obviously what she had said had been...
You didn't know anything about him. So you just, what she said you went with because why would somebody...
Even though I wasn't invested on it, I'd just see it and I'd send it you because I knew you was a Johnny Depp lover.
Yes.
But I think that was because I was wanting to look at it. But then I thought, no, if I look into it,
That's it.
It's game over. My life is gone to Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard case. But this was before there was actually a trial here, the latest one. So you always stuck up for Johnny. And I was like, right, it got to a point of you keep telling me, I won't repeat the words that she was calling Amber Heard.
I won't say anything about that.
But it got to the point I thought,
let me get my opinion in.
Yeah, basically. And, oh my God, I've been up till like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And I'm a mother now. I shouldn't be up those hours.
You should be caring about other people's lives so much.
I shouldn't. But when I say I empathise so much for him,
It's really sad to watch. I'm not like you watching it. I just watch the TikToks and the clips, and I follow this girl on Instagram who's posting things all the time.
Yes, let's give the Instagram name. What is that Instagram name, Charlie?
Something House.
House, okay. Oh, it is House in Habit.
So she's like following the case, and I don't want to say the word highlights, but she's putting main parts, and
she is a Johnny Depp supporter.
Yes.
So it is very one-sided, but I have watched the trial. So I'm, when I say I rewind as well, I rewatch, like the psychiatrist, she had her time on the stand. Mm-hmm. Oh, I rewatched it 3 times just to go over everything.
Just to get your opinion.
Yeah.
Make sure that you've got it right.
Yeah. And, oh, I'm living for Johnny Depp, and my heart just literally hurts. And if anybody else watches some stuff, they've seen, for instance, that he smashed up, no, he didn't even smash them up, he kicked some cabinets.
Yeah, saw that bit.
Mm-hmm. And she recorded it.
She was, like, hiding the phone.
Hiding the phone, and then she smirked and laughed at the end of the recording.
Apparently, that was when he found out his mum had just died, or she was dying. So I have heard that. He was, like, upset, obviously, anyway.
Yeah, I have heard that. But my point is, if you are scared of someone, so scared for your life, how she's put out there,
yeah,
those are her words, because we're only going to talk facts on here. She's so scared for her life. Why would you record someone and laugh at the end when they're going... You know, they have obviously shown their temper in that video.
Mm.
You wouldn't, would you?
No.
Exactly, so...
It's not like he was even angry at her. He was just having a bit of a moment. And she was recording, and... Yeah, it just... It's not showing... It's like one very one-sided.
Yeah, I feel like she has... The psychiatrist has diagnosed her with 2 illnesses in regards to personality disorder, and there was another one.
Has that just happened now? Like, someone that's watching the trial has diagnosed, or has she, like, gone in for an evaluation kind of thing?
I think Johnny's lawyers put her under evaluation a little while ago, like quite a while ago, before this trial, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But she has gone under an examination, and it was over...
Personality disorder, was it?
Yeah.
And something else.
Something else. So the psychiatrist explained what kind of symptoms they were.
Mm.
And obviously, has anybody seen where she's mimicked?
Oh, my God, yeah, she's wearing, like, the same things.
And that's what one of the traits are.
Mm.
So you'll mimic what somebody else...
And if he was so beating you as well, why would you...
You want to dress like him.
Yeah.
Look like him, do your hair like him, wear a tie with a B on, and he wore a tie with a B on the day before.
Yeah, that's just
weird. So I can understand, I feel like that is... Well, the psychiatrist got that bang on if she's doing things like that. Because for me, if somebody I did not like that done all these things to me, I would not want to wear a dress, do anything
taking
similar.
Taking fashion tips from them.
No. So, Johnny Depp, we love you. We stand for you.
We love you, Johnny Depp.
We really do. And I feel so sad because, do you know what? Women these days... I feel it's changing. It's time for change. It is changing. Because back in the day, you could say, oh, he hit me, he did this, and it's just believed because he's a male.
Mm.
And women are so, so clever. I honestly do feel women are more clever.
Yep.
With this kind of thing. A man cannot hide him abusing a woman, really. It can't be hidden. A woman can hide abuse from abusing them better. Am I wording that right or not?
Yeah, so women are better at putting on a front.
Yeah.
And covering up.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There must be some men that are really good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've seen past friends that have been in bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen through it. Actually, do you know what? Two of my friends that have been in abusive relationships, on my friend went on the first date, or it was the second date, or the third, something very, it was very, very early on. And he said something to her, and whatever it was, I mean, I do remember what it was, but I won't go into it. I said to her, do not like him, don't go on another date with him. He will be abusive eventually. He'll be battering you. And she kind of laughed it off.
And then it happened.
And then it happened, and he nearly blinded her. I spoke about it previously on my podcast, to be fair. But I called it. Mm. So I can see through narcissists.
Just give off the vibe.
Mm. I think I can see it in men and women, but women do put on a better front.
Mm. Better at masking their emotions.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're all for Johnny. We'll wait and see what happens, but we have said we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, I do want a bank holiday, like, officially. Lizzie, please give us a bank holiday when he wins.
I know. It's just so sad that you're not... People are quick to say you're guilty. Mm. Innocent. What is the saying? Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. And I'm just sad because he lost, like, all his work as well. And she didn't.
Until
it's actually been proven on either side, it should have been equal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she shouldn't have been working as well. Because the decision's not been made yet. Nothing's been proven.
I also like that it's shown that she was having an affair in the little lift.
Yeah.
Canoodling. Yeah. And
James Franco.
Also with Cara Delevingne, but there's...
Yeah.
Because she was a lesbian before. She married...
She was, yeah, with the woman, wasn't she?
Yeah. So, I think she saw Johnny Depp. He took her... I mean, she's absolutely stunning. But I said to you... I said this to you, and I said, but I don't think she looks that great now. But you said, I think she's making herself look worse for the trial.
Yeah, I think she's playing on it. You know, woe is me.
Mm.
You hear me?
Yeah, you might hear Emmy and my little boy in the background downstairs. Okay, so that's Johnny Depp. We can do more on this in the future.
When he wins.
We'll live stream a party.
Yes, we need to. Another massive topic that is wanted, the Kardashians.
Oh, yes.
You're not a Kardashian.
I don't watch it. I see things online because how can you escape it?
Oh my God, but you're a Travis fan, you're a Pete fan.
Yeah, I'm the male fan.
So
I'm the boyfriend fan.
You are massive fans of them. So you'll send me stuff now and I'm like, I'm not interested.
She knows
in that.
Who Pete is now. She knows who Travis is now. Didn't know Blink before, but now she does.
I did know Blink 182.
Can you tell me a song?
What? I was just pretending to play the drums. No, I can't.
Okay, that's fine.
So let's do a rerun. So do you remember when we did the podcast on the Kardashians when Tristan and Jordan?
Yes. Big news.
That was big news.
Oh.
Tristan, I mean, we don't even need to discuss him. He's just lowest of the low.
Okay. But he's still in it, right? He's in the show.
Yeah, but he's on his way out because he's parented another baby.
Saw this online, yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Poor Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe's 1 minute with him, 1 minute not. Very bizarre. I think she just wanted to trust him, but she couldn't. But she wanted to have him there, but not let him fully off the leash. And then wanted to see if he really did commit. And I think he did for a bit. They were trying for a baby.
So, and he got one. They were going to do someone else.
Yeah. But more of that's going to come out on the show, but really.
Has that happened? Like,
not
where,
yet.
When
they're not up to that.
They're not up to that part of life yet.
No.
Okay.
So then we've got Courtney and Travis.
So cute. Actually love them.
I'm obsessed.
You heard it here first. I actually love it.
Well, we're a little bit behind. We're definitely not going to be first. You didn't hear it here first.
No, but for me.
For you.
For
me. For you, you're in love.
I love them.
They're cute. I do miss her old dress sense. I'm not.
I love it. No, this is so me.
It is so you. This is literally how Charlie dresses. I mean, sometimes she'll come around and I'll be like, get that off now.
Someone actually said that I was Northwest the other day because she dresses like a boy and it's me.
I wouldn't even say you dress like a... I mean, I say, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I dress a bit like a boy. But you dress... I mean, I can't... I don't even know the words. But you come in some random stuff. And also, Charlie's lost loads of weight. And she'll probably hate me even saying that on here. But she came here the other day with a size... What size was your coat?
Oh, God. Probably like a 20.
It was size 16. Which is
probably bigger than that.
Yeah, and I was like, hang on, you've lost all this weight. Why do you look like you're big again? And then she took her jacket off, and I was like, oh, well, that's too big. And she was like, yeah, I don't want any attention, so I like wearing stuff that's oversized so that nobody says, you've lost weight.
It's chill, man.
And I'm like, well, if I lose even a pound, I want people to notice.
Yeah, she's walking around in her underwear.
Yeah, literally. okay, so Courtney and Travis, I mean, they can do no wrong in my eyes. Mm-hmm. She deserves this kind of love.
Yeah, I'm into it.
For me, she did just want babies all by the same dad. I feel like a lot of the Kardashians are like that. Do you know what I mean?
They all do have one father, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all... the same, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
So I feel that Courtney, back in the earlier days, she did just want kids.
Be a family. She was never, like, that interested in...
But she wasn't telling... stuff anyway. She knew that when she was sleeping with Scott, you know, that she could fall pregnant, because I just feel she knew. And every time she had to tell him she was pregnant, well, especially the third time, she hadn't even told him for ages, and she was worried to tell him. I mean, imagine that, being worried to tell your husband, partner, that you're pregnant for the third time, because they're just so not into it.
Mm. I thought, have they only got three kids?
They have, yeah. But that was the third time.
Oh.
So I feel like she's really getting a shot at true love.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very young before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, you know, people make decisions that they wouldn't necessarily make when they're older. We all have things that we wouldn't do when we was 21 to 25 to what we'd do at 31 to 35. Do you agree?
Yeah. And what about your ultimate bae, Kim? What's Kimmy up to?
So is Kim my ultimate bae anymore? I don't know. But I do love her.
Yeah.
She's with Pete, isn't she?
Is it just all about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sad that she's not... I'm sad that she's not with Kanye, and it all came down to, obviously, he struggles with his mental health. I know somebody else that has bipolar, and I do know when she doesn't take her medicine, she has really bad episodes.
Mm.
And I know that now she has to be injected.
Oh.
With the medicine, because she doesn't take it. So she has doctor's appointments to be injected, because what happens is she starts to feel better... So she stops taking the medicine.
Okay.
Whereas if you go for regular injections at the hospital, you've got no choice. Do you know what I mean? They'll see, oh, she's not come. She needs her injection. Or they might even come out to her house, actually. I'm not too sure. But with Kanye, like, he does, apparently, again, it's hearsay, but he stops his meds.
Yeah.
And obviously, I feel that must have been a massive breakdown in their marriage. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, but that's my thoughts.
Yeah, you can imagine it's difficult. Like when he was having a bit of a Instagram posting phase, I did follow him for that, which I was quite interested to see what was going down. But he stopped that. So is he back on?
So is he back on his meds? Yeah. I mean, you just don't know.
Hmm.
But... Kim did say on the last episode of the old season that she just wants to be happy. I mean, she did compare. She wants the kind of relationship that Khloe and Tristan have got. She said something like...
Khloe and Tristan?
Yeah, she was like this before, obviously, he'd had the... you know...
The moment.
The next baby on the way. But she said something along the lines of she wants to be able to do the small things. The smaller things are the things that count. So going to the gym together, watching movies together. Whereas I think she was whisked off her feet by Kanye with these extravagant gifts, events. But surely...
He's very normal. Well, relatable. He's very relatable.
Mm. But for me, it's like, well, surely you should have realised that. Surely you knew before you got married. I'm sure they'd been together a good few years before they got married.
I feel like she has seen Courtney and wanted a piece of that.
I think, yeah, I think she couldn't be... She wants to be happy in terms of laughing, enjoying life, running. So she was really happy that she could just go and run errands with Pete. Like she could go to the dentist, go pick up this, get that. Whereas I feel probably Kanye has that much going on that he wouldn't just run around and do her errands with her.
Yeah. Pete's busy too. Pete's making movies.
I know, yeah, I know. I'm just... Now. But Kanye went off living in Wyoming. But I do feel, I always say, the smaller things in life...
That's
the goal.
Yeah.
Once you can enjoy the smaller things... So one of the things, my favourite thing in the world to do, is go on a walk with Emmy and Wolf.
Yep.
I've got my little route where we go.
Mm-hmm.
We go and have food or a hot chocolate or whatever.
Yep.
And I literally, and if the sun is shining, I mean, that's even an extra added bonus. But literally, we live for it on the weekends. Like, we do it 2 or 3 times over the weekend. And I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
Whereas you could be doing something really extravagant as a family. I don't know, going away for the weekend to Wales. Or I don't know. But you could be doing something really extravagant. And for me, there's nothing better than being at home.
Home bird.
Yeah, a living life.
Just a chill life.
Yeah, and I've always been like that.
Mm.
And it seems that Kim was obviously the opposite of that. She loved the big, extravagant flying here, flying there. I mean, it's like me. I always go on holiday every year to the same place, Marbella. I love it. I know where I'm going. I have been around the world. I have done things, but... Again, I don't need to be going on extravagant holidays. It's the person you're with or the people you're with that makes a holiday for me.
I agree.
And a car, for instance. I've had the same car for 10 years, I think.
Yeah, a while now.
And so many people say to me,
are you going to get a new car?
When are you getting a new car? I don't really care.
Yeah.
I literally drive my car
to work.
And I only do, so I have obviously the effing hair business and effing tan. So 2 businesses, but I'm only at the effing hair business part time.
Mm.
So, and it's very close to my house.
Yeah.
Where else am I going? Since COVID.
She's going nowhere.
But I was. How weird is this? When COVID hit, literally just before.
Yep.
I had my car cleaned and pictures took and I put it on.
You were going to sell it.
Auto Trader, was it on?
Yeah, I think so.
And I was going to sell it and upgrade. But then obviously COVID hit. And now I look back and think, I was just doing it because it was like the next thing to do in your life. Because I'd had my car about 7 years.
And it's not got any problems.
No problems. So anyway, I've realised the smaller things.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't realised. I've always liked smaller things, but you know where I'm going.
For the moment.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're done with Kim. She's happy, I'm happy for her. Do I think it'll last? No.
No. Mm-mm.
That just comes straight off.
I'd be shocked if it did.
Same. Courtney and Travis, do I think it will last? Yes.
Yes, ride or die, definite.
I love them.
Yeah.
I feel Kylie and Kendall are a bit irrelevant to.
Are they not even doing? I mean, much?
Kylie and Travis are together. Travis Scott, but are they together? One minute they are, one minute they're not. They're friends.
I don't.
But then she's just had another baby with him, so obviously they must be back together.
Has the baby even got a name yet?
I don't think so.
So it was Wolf.
Without the E.
Yes.
It doesn't feel the same to me. I know it is the same, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the same.
Now the baby has no name.
The poor baby has no name, but I have heard that it is Knight.
Knight?
Mm-hmm.
Like
K-N-I-G-H-T. Which is really bizarre because when I was pregnant with Wolf, Emmy did like that name on a list. He picked it out.
I've never heard of it as a name.
He picked out that. He picked out Leonardo.
Oh.
Yeah, he picked out that name.
I can't imagine Emmy even being into that name. Leonardo.
Hmm. So he picked out them names. There was a couple of others, but...
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. But anyway, she... I think it was the Tammy Hembro.
Yeah, I saw that. And, I mean, he didn't invent the name.
My thoughts exactly.
It's actually an animal. You could call your child tiger if you wanted to. Fox. I've heard people called fox.
Yeah.
Like, call your child chicken if you want to.
Hmm. And I thought that Tammy's post, you know, she did a few...
My wolf.
Yeah, something like that.
Sorry. I don't like it when people think they own something or invented it.
Because she really didn't. Do you know where I got the name wolf from?
No.
Have I ever told you?
No.
I don't know if anybody remembers, but did anybody used to watch Gladiators?
Yes, Gladiators.
And I loved the wolf. Do you remember?
Did he wear like a blue leotard?
No, yeah, probably. But he had like the curly hair.
Yeah.
And he was really scary.
I'm Googling him right now.
Okay, Google him. I was obsessed. And my mum will even vouch for this.
Yes.
Years ago, I always said when I was really young, that's the name I'm going to have.
I do love the name. Here he is.
Yeah, that's him.
He looks nuts.
But yeah, people message me like, oh my God, Kylie Jenner, how do you feel? Blah, blah, blah. And I thought, do you know what? This is probably a positive thing because people probably won't use the name as much because a Kardashian's got it.
Yes.
But now I feel because she's took it away.
She's put it up there, taking it up.
What are the chances? I know, I feel like other people are going to use it. But
then, I do love it.
I haven't seen a... I'm just going to put this out there.
Go on then.
Not that I'm an inventor, but I've never seen it with an E. Have you?
No. Wolf, just standard wolf.
Yeah, I've never seen it with an E. The reason I use an E is because we've got my name, Emmy's name. We end in E. So people call, obviously, me Steffi, Effie, and then we've got Emmy. So I wanted Wolfie.
Mm.
But... on his birth certificate and his full name, when you pronounce his full name, I like it to just be the striking wolf.
Yes.
Kingsley Okoronkwo. But I was always going to end it in an E, but it can be a silent E or it can be
an E. So is there an E on the birth certificate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's but it can be silent it. Or it can be...
Say what you want. Wolf, yeah. Wolfie. Wolfie Woo.
Yeah, it can be whatever Wolverine. You want.
Chara has many names.
He does. We do call him a lot. I call him Woo Baloo.
Woo Baloo. Winnie the Woo.
Yeah, Winnie the Woo. Wolfie the Boy.
Woo Tang.
Wolfie Boy. Yeah, he has. He has a lot. But yeah, it is. But I must say, if somebody close to me or who I know, it does cut deep if someone close to you or nearby uses the name.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a kid and I'm going to call it Wolf.
But you're not.
No, I'm not.
It does cut deep. No. But it's like you just have to move past it. And if you feel that somebody has called it because of you, so Tammy Hembro obviously felt like that within the Kylie
inspired
scenario. You have to feel, you have to put the emotion aside and just think, what's the saying? Flattery is the sincerest form of...
No. Something like that.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word.
I can't think of the saying, but it's just basically a compliment.
Yeah.
And...
it's a great name.
It is a great name.
I wish my name was Wolf.
I wish my name was Wolf. I have got other names, and it's really crazy because somebody that I don't really know, but I do know...
Mm-hmm.
And I bumped into him actually not that long ago when I was with my husband. He knows him as well. He knows them. They actually had a baby. And they used the name that we was going to use if we had a girl.
Oh, I think you've told me this.
Mm. And I was just like, do you know what? I can't use that name.
He's gone. The name is gone.
It's done. Because, and especially because he went into detail as well. He was telling me and I was like, no, listen, I know that name. I know exactly what it means because we was going to have it. And also, his partner is the same ethnicity as Emmy.
Yeah.
So it was really bizarre, even though it wasn't a Nigerian name, but it was bizarre. But yeah, for me, I can't have something that is somebody nearby to me.
Yeah, because you just feel like a copy.
Yeah, but then it's like, come on. You can overthink.
What's in a name?
Hmm. So anyway, where was we? Where are we at? So we've done the Kardashians. I'm absolutely loving the new show, by the way. It's way more... I like seeing them. I don't need to see them together. I like seeing what they are doing individually. It feels more fresh. I'll forever watch the Kardashians. I'll forever have... One minute I love one of them. The next minute I'm like, oh no, you're annoying me. But I love them. I love them all. I think they're amazing. I think they've done amazing. And...
Chris is my girl.
But
I just think she's nuts and I love her.
Yeah, I do really like her. I mean, I love my mum, but I do love my mum. I won't change my mum, but I mean, Chris would be a sick mum. But would she actually?
She's just business.
Because she really does have favourites.
Yeah, whoever's making the most at the time. Mm.
Yeah. That'd be my dad.
Yeah, it actually would be. That's my girl.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening to my first podcast back. It really does mean a lot to me. I would be so grateful if you give me some reviews on my Instagram at FEOCO. And you can let me know what else you want to hear on the future podcasts. My next one will be all things on motherhood. So I'll put a question box up next week for you to ask me anything you want to know. And I'll be bringing on a new guest. I want to keep it quite different each episode, so I'll bring someone new on each time. But yeah, thank you so much for watching, and I will not see you on the next episode, but you will hear me on the next episode. Lots of love. Bye.